USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. For them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. An outspoken and spirited U.S. Army veteran was arrested for the third time in a week while protesting against the city's vaccine passport mandate, this time at the Panera Bread and Gateway Center Mall in Brooklyn. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
CNBC's Jim Cramer said Monday he's tested positive for COVID and isolating at home with a mild case.
I have COVID. I came down with COVID on Thursday night. I had tested in the morning. I didn't have COVID. Tested in the evening. I had COVID. Woke up Friday. Felt pretty good. Woke up Saturday. Worked out hard. Woke up yesterday.
Without a booster, Moderna's vaccine has been found to be far less effective against Omicron. The company said it'll continue to develop an Omicron-specific booster. His agenda undermined by a member of his own party and a pandemic once again raging out of control, President Joe Biden heads into his second year in office with the central premise of his presidency in peril. Biden's main campaign argument to the American people in his case for deposing Donald Trump was that he could make the government work again, that it could do big things and deliver for its citizens, and that order, not chaos, could return to Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Efforts to evacuate Americans from Afghanistan are ongoing.
Efforts to evacuate Afghan American citizens, their families, and interpreters that worked with the U.S. military in Afghanistan are ongoing, despite the United States completing its withdrawal of troops from that country back in August. Project Dynamo is helping with those efforts, and one of its co-founders, Matt Henning, explains what their role is in the evacuations.
This is surge support that we're providing. We're augmenting this government mission. But the government moves at the speed that the bureaucracy can move. So they need our help for surge support. That's why we're here.
Multiple reports indicate that only 3,000 Afghans have been evacuated since September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
America's Frontline Doctors Organization, which opposes vaccination and other government measures to stem the spread of COVID-19, has promised to open its own clinics, inviting medical staff and pharmacists to join. America's Frontline Doctors and its associated companies are currently under investigation by Congress, while the California Medical Board is looking into the right-wing organization's founder, Simone Gold, after mounting calls to strip her of her license in the state. However, all the pressure and legal woes don't seem to have affected the group's plans to further expand its operations in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.